It's taken almost 3 years to get to this point. The BC coroner's inquest into the two men who died during the Lakeland Mill explosion in Prince George begins today. The sawmill burst into flame in April 2012, just 3 months after a similar mill explosion in Burns Lake. Family members and witnesses will begin to relive the day of the explosion in front of a jury. CBC reporter Audrey McKinnon joins me in our Prince George studio for what to watch during the inquest. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Carolyn. Carolina.
I remember getting the overnight call that the mill had exploded. Take us back to that day. What happened?
Yes, so that day was April 23rd, 2012, and a huge explosion destroyed Lakeland Mill at about 9:45 at night. It could be seen from miles away in Prince George, but Bruce German was working inside the mill during the explosion. Normally, he would have been on a smoke break at this time, but he wanted to work through his lunch break that day, and that's when the explosion happened.
I remember a huge fireball coming at me in slow motion. I remember picking myself up off the floor, probably 20, 25 feet down the line. It was black. My first thought is, I'm dead. I got to get to where they're going to find me.
So you can hear that long exhale at the end there. Bruce came into studio and told me that story, and he was struggling to get the words out as he remembered what happened. He had tears streaming down his face from behind his sunglasses. His nose was running, and it was obvious the experience had had a really big impact on him. So he worked with Glenn Roach and Alan Little, the two men who died that night. 24 others were also injured, including Bruce German, who has scarring on his face and damage to his hearing.
The big question today is, this took place in 2012, almost 3 years ago. Audrey, why has it taken so long to start the coroner's inquest into this?
Well, a coroner's inquest creates the last legal document on the cause of death and classification of it. So whatever judgment is made from this, that's it. This is the final ruling on how Glenn and Alan died. And the BC Coroner's Service likes to have the benefit of the information that may have come forward from other investigations that had to happen as well. So they had to wait for WorkSafe to complete their investigation. Crown Counsel had to decide if there were going to be any court-type proceedings that needed to happen, which it decided against after some of the evidence from WorkSafe was considered inadmissible when the Crown decided WorkSafe investigators didn't collect it properly. And this is after WorkSafe had said the explosions could have been prevented. So there's been some contention around that over the last 3 years. And all of that brings us to today at the beginning of the coroner's inquest.
Well, let's talk a little bit about WorkSafe. What have they said since that explosion?
Well, right now, WorkSafe advisor Gord McAtee put forward 43 recommendations. And as of last week, 23 of those are complete. Most of them have to do with sawdust control. And that's been considered one of the main causes for the explosion, since mills do create dust constantly. So I asked Gord from WorkSafe if he thinks the changes he's recommended would have prevented the 2012 mill explosions. And this is what he said.
Nobody can ever guarantee anything. But the awareness of the risks associated with combustible dust were not where they needed to be. The amount of combustible dust accumulations in sawmills was significant. And today, the mills are cleaner, the controls are better, significant investments have been made in equipment.
So WorkSafe's issued a series of stop work orders at different mills since the explosion because of dust buildup. Lakeland was fined $724,000 as well, which the owner has appealed. WorkSafe's also been collecting regular data from various BC mills. And interestingly, Gore tells me since he's been on this case, he's been really surprised by just how difficult it is to keep a mill clean of sawdust. But he says mills are doing a lot better at being diligent.
So with the mills being better at their diligence in keeping themselves clean of this sawdust, what's the purpose of the inquest that begins today?
Well, the inquest has two objectives. The jury has to determine a number of basic facts about the death. So who died, where, when, how, and by what means. And the jury is also encouraged to make recommendations to prevent future deaths in similar circumstances. And all this happens out in the open, which also serves its own purpose. So this is Barb McClintock, and she speaks for BC coroners.
It does let the community know exactly what happened and reassures them that deaths of any members of their community are taken seriously and aren't going to be ignored or covered up in any way.
So like a criminal trial, this happens in a courtroom. In this case, there is a jury. Witnesses and family take the stand. Evidence is submitted. It's very similar to a criminal trial in many ways. But because nobody's found guilty in the end, the quality of evidence doesn't have to be as strong. And some things that would be considered hearsay in criminal court would be considered hearsay in criminal court would be admissible during that inquest.
And there will be family members attending this, family members who have been waiting 3 years for this. How are they reacting?
Yeah, I called a weary Rhonda Roach, who was Glenn's wife, to find out how she's feeling heading into this process. So take a listen to her voice as she tried to talk about it.
Oh, I can't even do this. This is hard. I gotta get my wits about me here for a sec.
So as you can hear, this is very emotional for her as well. She has to dredge up all those memories and relive the loss of her husband 3 years after it happened. As for how she feels about the process itself, she didn't ask for a coroner's inquest. And the fact that it's not a criminal trial and nobody will be found guilty, this does not look like closure to her.
It's hard to say if we'll ever get the closure that we need. It's just really hard since our families have encountered so many injustices since the explosion. It's just uncomprehendable for most people to understand. Justice would be all the parties that were involved that didn't prevent this from happening would take ownership of their part and they played in the explosions.
So Rhonda tells me people have even placed blame on her husband for showing up at all at work that day. Hmm. And that's really disturbing to her. So she's hoping the public will at least watch this inquest and judge for themselves based on all of the facts that come out of this. She's also hoping the inquest will make an opportunity for a reopening of the investigation, but that would be up to the jury and it's definitely not a given.
Audrey, originally this inquest was to be combined with the one on the Burns Lake mill deaths that happened months earlier. Why did that change?
Yeah, the other mill explosion in Burns Lake was very similar. Just 3 months before Lakeland, Carl Charlie and Robert Lugie died in a similar explosion. The coroner's service had planned on doing one single inquest into all four deaths. But people in Burns Lake were adamant that they have their own inquest into the deaths from their community. They wanted to be part of that process and take ownership of it. So now that inquest has been pushed to July in Burns Lake.
Audrey, what are you going to be watching for during this inquest that begins today?
Well, yeah, starting today, family members will have a chance to tell the jury what they want out of this process. So I think that will add a bit of context and lay out the land. Tomorrow, a lot of the survivors are going to be giving testimony. Then over the course of the next 3 weeks or so, people from the mill, WorkSafe, and experts on mill dust will break down a lot of the technicalities of what happened. That's where a lot of the recommendations will likely come out of. And finally, I'll be watching closely as the 7 jury members make the recommendations. And then it's a matter of following up to see if those recommendations that come out of it are even taken to heart, since the coroner's service can't enforce any of them. So it's completely up to the different parties that receive recommendations to follow through.
We'll be watching this. Thanks to you. Audrey McKinnon is our CBC reporter in Prince George. She's covering the BC Coroner's Service inquest into the deaths of 2 men. They were killed in an explosion at the Lakeland Mill in Prince George in 2012. Audrey, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Carolina.
We turn it to you now. What do you think of what you have just heard? And what would you like to see come out of this inquest? You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. You can also call us on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932.